I'd like you to please put your hands together for Susan Dennett.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here on behalf of the Minister for Education, who was unavailable to attend. I'm glad there's wonderful technology here that we're going to use, I believe.
I think the important thing that needs to be said is that, and you will have noticed it too, that it's actually the professionalism with which the ASSA committee has operated that persuaded the department to stand behind this conference and this effort. We're obviously approached by large numbers of groups of people with their hands out, thinking that we have bottomless pockets, and we don't. But when Maylene came along, we took a punt because we were so impressed by what she had to offer and the way in which she was going to be able to encourage students such as yourselves to become involved in a very important area of science. As I've indicated, science is a key priority for the Department of Education. And the Premier has established a task force in 1997 to ensure that science is something that gets much further up the agenda than it has been in all elements, not just in schools but in the wider community. The vision for Victoria is that by 2020, Victoria and Australia will be a leading knowledge-driven economy, an innovation hub for the Asia-Pacific region, and a prime choice for global investment in research and development. So the sort of work that Mayling and her team are doing, and the sort of group that you're joining in with, is going to be very well placed in that key direction in Victoria. We have a very good education system and a strong tradition in science and engineering in this state, and also particularly in medical research. So there are four highlighted areas that the task force that the Premier has established are going to be looking at to try and improve attitudes in the community to science. First of all, enhancing public awareness. And I was struck by the number of organisations which you've been exposed to in the last few days who are doing really wonderful and interesting things in the area of space. And of course, when you think about other fields of science, there'd be an equal or even greater number of organisations operating like that. But if you were to ask the average person in the street what was going on in science in Victoria, then they would have a very limited understanding of that. Some people might know about the CSIRO and some of the medical research institutions. Beyond that, many people wouldn't be able to name more than two or three organisations. So a public awareness campaign is very, very important, because when parents say to their children, don't worry about doing science at school because that's not where the jobs are, they're saying that when they don't know what there is going on in our community. So it's very, very important to move on that front. Secondly, the government's looking at removing impediments to innovation and commercialisation to encourage a move from the outcomes of scientific research into actually production from those discoveries, rather than Australians having to go overseas all the time in order to actually make their name or to get that discovery recognised. We know that that is a very, very difficult task, because there is almost a tradition now of people expecting to have to go elsewhere, but the government wants to turn that around and to have Australians actually looking to their own country to be able to support our tall poppies. And obviously the group of students here are going to be making the next generation of those people. I'm not going to read all of this, you'll be relieved to hear. Also, we want to enhance the infrastructure in Victoria for science, engineering and technology. So to upgrade and co-locate research institutes. So, for example, in medical science, adding the Burnett Institute to the new Baker Institute in the Alfred Hospital precinct. To set up major equipment to keep our scientists here, such as the magnetic resonance technology at the Austin Hospital. And considering establishing technology incubators in areas like biotechnology, gene technology and so forth, areas where we have eminent scientists such as Professor Susan Corey, whom you probably will all know about. So there are clearly some areas that we need to build on and some new areas that we need to work on. The particular area that I'm working in, of course, because I'm from the Department of Education in the school area, is looking at the way in which we might build on the sort of approaches to science in schools. We have currently a number of projects running that we have lift off here that enabled us, in fact, to support ASSA and will enable us to support similar sorts of initiatives in the future. You might be interested in the first one in the school community partnerships area. We have science experiences programs for Year 11 students, and at the end of Year 11, as they go into Year 12, and some of you may actually have been involved in this last year if you're Year 12 students, students will be given $1,000 and be enabled to work for a couple of weeks in a scientific institution. We had 20 excellent students involved in that last year. We'll be raising the number to 50 at the end of this year. So any of you who are in Year 11 who have or who would be interested in that, those applications will be coming out into schools fairly soon. We have a program to encourage families to be more to understand more about science in schools, and we're encouraging schools to engage with families in perhaps astronomy nights, the sorts of things that Mei-Ling was talking about, and I guess cloud cover in Melbourne is often a problem. Scientists in Schools program, putting the scientists in touch with the students, having scientists working alongside teachers in schools for short periods of time so that students can be in touch with the real scientific community. And I'll be talking to Mei-Ling very much about the sorts of organisations that she's accessed to see which of those we might be able to talk to too, and see if we'd be able to use some of those both for the student experiences program and also some of the scientists there who might like to work with some of our schools. And also sending some of our teachers off to travel overseas to see the way things are done elsewhere in our travelling scholarships program. We're also undertaking a range of research projects, which I won't go into, and developing a range of materials to support science in schools, particularly online curriculum materials. We have a range of new science initiatives also coming up this year. And the ones that would be of interest to this audience, I think, would be the promoting science in the community that I've already talked about. There's been significant more funds put in that bucket by Cabinet, and that will enable us to probably continue to support ASSA into the future. I'd like to finish just with a little quotation from Sir Gustav Nossel, whom many of you will know of, who is one of our leading, has had a long career in science in Victoria and was one of our leading scientists, who's really underpinning the thoughts of the government about science and speaking, I guess, with the voice that we would want to be speaking to the whole community. In the new millennium, science will be the key for economic and social progress. Victoria's science education is on the move. Let science be for you, as it has been for me, an inspiration, a fascination, and a pathway to exciting career opportunities. And I think with the work of the ASSA group, you're well on the pathway to that. I wish them well, and I look forward to talking to them next year at the same time. Thank you.